Now, Tuhi Leaf is the CEO at Pillars, Ka Pau Whakaho, who says the organisation's new Kaiwhatu Kura Whānau pilot in the Manukau District Court is a first-of-its-kind initiative designed to support tamariki and whānau affected by parental imprisonments and help break cycles of intergenerational harm. Thanks for joining us on the program, Tuhi. Tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā. Welcome to Wāte.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Kia ora.
I've been mindful of the work that Pillars does, and we've been discussing this issue recently as well, Tuhi. You know, often it's our kids that are doing time too. If mum or dad are on the inside, you know, they're just the lack of connection and also lack of consideration in sentencing is of a huge importance. And sadly, we see intergenerational impacts of not addressing the needs of many of these tamariki. Now, Pillars says kids with a parent in prison are significantly more likely to end up in the justice system themselves. How could the new Kaiwhatu Kura Whānau role help disrupt that cycle and create better long-term outcomes for tamariki? Can you tell us about the role and how it's been interwoven into the Manukau District Court as a first-of-a-kind initiative, please, Tui?
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. You're right, Dale, in terms of what you mentioned earlier, that our tamariki rangatai have been invisible. They've been serving that invisible sentence, and so fortunately, thanks to our rangatahi, a conversation that we had at Pillars Ka Pau Whakaho, the concept of a kaiwhatu kura whānau or whānau navigator was created by our rangatahi, and they shared their lived experience of the lack of support, feeling invisible, the lack of care, lack of support for them. And so fortunately, over the last 4 years, informed by our rangatahi, co-designed with our rangatahi, we now have this role, this opportunity, working with our South Auckland community to put this role in place where our rangatahi, young people, are going to be supported, I guess, at the earliest possible opportunity when they go into the court. I don't know if you've been to a court recently, but it can be daunting. And I know, having accompanied one of our whānau recently, the nice court people, six of them though, it took six people to find out which courtroom we should be at and the lawyer for our whānau. And so that whole court proceedings, the court processes, our kaiwhatu kura whānau will be there, visibly walking alongside them, supporting them, tautoko them, wrapping them in aroha, and then simultaneously we'll also be co-designing a children's support plan, so making sure that they have all the supports they need, whether it's special needs or whatever those unmet needs are, because obviously they're going through a bit of trauma and grief, knowing that their parent is either awaiting sentencing or being incarcerated. And so we're working with our local community in the South Auckland to make sure that their whānau is fully supported, because as you touched on, we don't want them to be one of those tamariki that are 10 times more likely to end up in the prison system. We want to make sure we disrupt that intergenerational incarceration.
You know, to save money, they cut back on cultural report writing. Now, when the judge is about to sentence somebody for misdemeanors and crimes, are they normally aware of the situation that there might be five kids at home, that some are of school age, you know, just the family dynamics that are the reality? And do the kaiwhatu kura whānau support here, or do they help navigate through the system with the tamariki or rangatahi situation in mind? Are the judges aware of the hardships that many kids are going to face because of the imprisonment of their mum or dad?
Yes, I think there's definitely been, the good news is that at least the last couple of years, the judges have been more aware of dependent tamariki young people. And so the good thing is, on behalf of our rangatahi, because they told us they felt invisible, we've been working alongside the Chief Judge Taimonu and the Principal Youth Judge, Judge Ida Malossi, and the other judges. And it's been really good, you know, partnership in terms of understanding their processes, and I know that they have introduced checks and balances to make sure that we are aware of the number of dependents, that they are aware of you know, who the primary caregiver is. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of really good work there, and so I'm confident now that that has been changed, and the judges are fully supportive, and they've been one of our biggest supporters in making this role happen, along with the former Children's Commissioner, Dr. Clare. So, yes, they are now visible, and they're working closely with us. They're opening up their whare, the court, Manukau Court, to us, and we're looking forward to working with them, with the rangatahi tamariki whānau at the centre of our supports.
Tēnā koe. The pilot's launched in Manukau. Has it been launched? And I wonder what the feedback has.
Yes, it was literally launched on Wednesday evening, and we wanted our rangatahi and whānau to find out first. And so it was really special to have them, to honour them, because, as I mentioned, this is a rangatahi informed. This is for them. And so, yeah, we brought them into Manukau and celebrated and acknowledged them, along with our judges, along with our community leaders. And it was special. And we wanted them to know first before we shared it with the rest of Aotearoa. And so, yes, that's the good thing, is that and we're looking to have our kaiwhatukura whānau in place in the courts before Christmas. We've got a bit of mahi to do, but we are underway and finally, because it's been a journey since 2022, but we're underway, and we're really looking forward to putting these supports in for our rangatahi and tamariki.
Tēnā koe. I'm sort of getting a mixed vibe here. One is about helping to navigate, on behalf of the tamariki, the reality of the court system processes that their mum, dad are going through, and how might the new kaiwhatukura whānau help design a program for tamariki, you know, once mum and dad or the like are incarcerated, because there's currently no legal requirement for the needs of kids to be considered during sentencing, is there, Tuhi? And the justice system should formally recognise and assess the impacts of tamariki when a parent's sentenced. What might that look like in practice? And these new kai mahi, kai tautoko, if you will, what specifically is their role?
So, yes, you're right. It's not currently reflected in the legal system or court system, and that's the legal framework that we obviously want to work alongside the judges to get, for example, this kaiwhatukura whānau ideally legislated to support whānau going forward. And that's why it is a pilot, to prove that this support will work for our young people, for our tamariki. And so with the kaiwhatukura whānau, we definitely sitting down with the young people, their caregiver, and understanding those needs. And so we're appropriate, we'll bring in, we've got social workers and mentors, and so trying to understand, sit down with them, understand what their needs are, and where appropriate, we may need to bring in other partners, respected partners, whether they be Kaupapa Māori or other NGOs. And so that's we acknowledge that we have limited resources and expertise, and that's why we're really happy to work alongside the respected community partners in South Auckland.
Thank you. The pilot launched in Manukau. What measures will determine whether the program has been successful then? And what would you say to policymakers about investing in this type of early intervention across this country?
Yeah, good question. I think the good thing with this pilot is we, in true partnership, wanted to co-design that with our tamariki and with our key partners, our key funders. And so that's a piece of work that's going to be done in the immediate future, in the near future. And so naturally, you know, the well-being, the hauora of our tamariki, rangatahi and whānau is at the centre, and then obviously looking at their engagement with school, and then all the other critical factors that we need to consider around the well-being of our tamariki and whānau. So that's a bit of work that still needs to be co-designed, and again, that's in partnership and consultation with our key stakeholders.
Tēnā koe. As I say to you, I've been mindful of the work of Pillars over the years, and really meaningful work, so important, but it's a kaupapa that doesn't get the attention that is due. Certainly the work that it does is mahi rangatira, so I want to wish you well with this pilot program as well, and invite you to stay in touch with us. The work of Pillars is absolutely vital. Our kids, rangatahi, you know, it's so important, and because mum and dad have faltered doesn't mean that they have to be subjected to a life the same. We need to do whatever we can to absolutely support them while mum and dad are doing time. Appreciate you spending some time with us, and you're welcome anytime there's other issues to share. The door's wide open for you. Tuhi, thanks for sharing some time with us this morning.
Ngā mihi nui, Dale, and thank you for your tautoko and the opportunity to share about this wonderful pilot for our tamariki and rangatahi. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, mauri ora, bro. Thanks so much. That's Tuhi Leaf. Yeah, Pillars have been doing wonderful work for such a long time, and the best to them going forward.